Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode. This is episode 461 of Creatives Ignite. Used to be called Design Recharge, and sometimes I still call it Design Recharge. My dog's over there making noises. So if you were expecting, if you're listening and you heard the last one and you're like, cool, I really like this inspiration thing, I can't wait for the next one. I can't wait for the next one too. Hey, Brian, I am Brian. Today, I had to just pivot quickly. I really do like these inspiration things. So I have them slotted for a couple different months because I think it's really cool. I think it's a cool exercise for us to do. I remember one time in a power station, Paul was like, I'd like to know what books y'all like. And so then we all brought our favorite books. I brought stacks and stacks of my favorite books. And I just think, hey, Brandy, it's fun to be able to see what y'all like and what's inspiring you. And then to see what, you know, it's like, it helps, I don't know, get a new little window and the inspiration can be there. It also is just, sometimes we're in our own heads too much and we don't realize how somebody got from here to here by looking at this, that we don't get it. Like, but they saw one thing in this thing. Anyway, so I really, really like the inspiration one. So we are going to continue with those. But today I had to pivot. I don't want anybody ever to feel pressured, you know, like I want them to be on the show when they're ready. And I knew because it was the ABCs of February, Damien does all these different posts during the whole month. And he does a lot of research and he does these illustrations. And I had an idea and I just gave him an out and he said yes. And so he's going to be on later in the year about that. So today I decided to show you what I've been working on. One, I don't know if you know, but I have my design business is called Little Bird Communications. I don't really ever talk about the stuff that I do, but today now, and the next week, we're kind of talking about how I've collaborated with somebody on a website and how I work stuff into that and the things that I'm interested in and how I can kind of use those things to better my clients. But today is kind of in the middle of, well, it's a third of the way through a 75-day challenge. Now, I'm not doing the challenge correctly. I just needed the accountability. So I don't really know. I know a few people that are doing in the challenge, or I know of them. I know one girl, but there's like 300 people from all over the world. And most people are following Jenna Blackburn's prompts, but I'm not. I'm just doing these birds because I have a goal for myself to do some patterns and some more collections. So I know Maura will understand. And when you're doing a collection, like they all kind of need to go together. And, but it's like 12 pieces that go together and then another 12 pieces that go together and then another 12 pieces that go together. So the goal was I have a set of robots done and now I really like birds and I was like, okay, I want to do birds. But then I wasn't, when I was doing my planning for the year, when was I going to do all these birds? So I wanted to do the drawings and do the illustrations in January and then start executing them in the computer as patterns or executing the drawings in February. And for the most part, I have been able to do that. I've still been making too. So there's this part of making, but I was using a process that I haven't developed really well. It's not something that I do. You know, a lot of times people will do a challenge because they want to get better at a process or better at a type of drawing, or maybe they want to do better at a subject matter, kind of like what I'm doing. And I don't really know how like these illustrations are going to end up. I don't know how they'll live. I didn't have a goal from the onset. And I think there's Jack. He's like, I'm tired of this. I'm going to my bed. But how often do we just start something because we just want to get better at it. We don't really have this big goal of making a book or doing, you know, whatever. We stop animation. We just wanted to get better at something. So I realized that I saw when I was doing some sketches of birds, I realized that some of my birds, I was getting too tight and they were too, I don't really want to do photographic birds. You know, if I want to do photos, I'd just take a photo, you know, or buy a photo. Man, my friend Roy Wilhelm, W-H-I-L-H-E-L-M, Wilhelm probably is how it is. Anyway, he is an amazing bird photographer. I know him from when I was at VCU. He was an undergrad and he was a designer. And he now is taking these birds. And it's like, you know how I just think it's how God works. It's like he's putting these people that are doing the same thing that I'm interested in or I'm interested in looking at the same time. I've just been seeing Roy's stuff on Facebook. So he's a really good photographer. Should have had a link. Anyway, thank you, Maura. So what I'm doing is I've realized that I had a deficiency on my ability to create in a certain way that I wanted to create, which was using cut paper. It's a little bit easier for me. Sometimes I'll do paintings, and then if it's not right, I just build it up, which I think is helpful. For me, that's how I did the Victor book. Sort of. I did Victor. If you don't know, you're going to get the whole messy messy room today. So this book I created using Dustin's brushes in Procreate. But then I also did like this is the AT&T envelope. This is the Discover bill, you know, the inside. And I did all these. Some of them, like the brown, is from Procreate, but most of them were actual, you know, cut paper things. And then I just put them in the computer and the black layer came on top. So I have worked in this cut paper way, but I haven't done it since Victor, really, I don't think. And I haven't ever really done birds that were more real. Realistic, but hey Courtney, I didn't really want them to be perfect. Okay, so at the same time, Adam, I don't know if y'all have Jackson's Art Supply over there, but and I don't know if Maya, y'all have it either, but there's one Jackson Art Supply in Maine in America, and so we can have things shipped to us, and they have a paper sale. I think it must have been. Maybe it was December, January, or it's like over that like window of months. Anyway, I like was like, oh my gosh, these things are really cheap. I want to see how they work. And most of the ones that I got, I like them okay. But I'm always looking out for new things. So I'd really tried just the Jackson's, like the lay flat, the sketchbook, or the and I tried to like. I always try to keep the thing in the back, but I put it in the front this time. But this paper was a little thinner than what I liked. But I got these Cotti papers. I don't know if you can get them from another place, but I freaking love these sketchbooks. I like this long. I thought this would be really good for like a landscape. Now I'm getting really warm, so I'm wondering if I'm going to take off my jacket. Anyway, so... I decided that I was going to use this one because sometimes I don't use really nice ones, but it wasn't that expensive, but it's like, let's see what the GSM is. It says it is 20 to 10 GSM, and they come with those like, you know, papers. So anyway, but the paper is thick. Listen to this. And it's a rag. Beautiful. And I'm using dark, thick ink. And I'm just, and you know what? It's a nice cream paper. So I really, really, really like these. I will definitely buy more of these. I really like these. This isn't Jackson's, but I decided I had done some drawings in another sketchbook that's over there that where I was getting too tight. And yeah, list of favorite paper. Ooh, that sounds like a good idea. All right, so I decided to use, I was using, I thought maybe you guys would want to see some of the tools too. Again, it's not like it's anything amazing, but I really like these Ecoline brush pens. And I don't know if you know this, but they're like a watercolor brush pen. And they're really, you can push hard. I'll show you in a minute. But I have like two, I have more. It was like a set of grays, like warm and cool together. But mainly I've been drawing everything with these two. Now, sometimes I'll use like, these are like highlighters, you know, and they have two nibs, that nib, which I almost never use. And then this one that's like a brush nib. Now they do have a real highlighter one too, but I like these brush ones. But like, here's another Ecoline. But did you know that you can refill these? You can open them up. And if maybe you don't like this color, you wanted it to be a little darker, you could actually add some other Ecoline in it. So let's see. So here's some Ecoline. I know, it's having trouble focusing. This is why, anyway, the tech issues have been all about. I know it's really difficult. You're not even really going to be able to zoom in unless Chris zooms in for me later. But you take this and you open it, you squeeze it out, and then you could fill your little markers with the same color, the 728 or whatever color it is that it is. But I have really enjoyed these two lightest gray markers, colors. I mean, that I did just get in a set. And this is a watercolor, so it is, it will, I think, supposed to reactivate, but they're not really reactivating, which with water, I mean, I haven't dug like, why isn't it? But I love this paper. Freaking love this paper. Okay. I'm trying to get my little brushes things up here to stay, but they're really nice. They have a good thing. So, and the only other tool that I'm really using besides scissors, well, I guess one other tool, but I don't know. I grew up in, my first design job was at a craft magazine in Colorado called Memory Makers. And I learned about all these acid-free and lignin-free things that you would, obviously, if you're putting your photos down in something, you don't want them to yellow. You know, when I was growing up, all of our family albums, photo albums are all yellowed and the paper's yucky, you know, like it's ruining the pictures, anyway, you know what I mean? Maybe not. Nobody's saying anything. Anyway, so I learned about these tape runners a long time ago. And they're, you know, all over the place. Now, I mean, Walmart, Amazon, I just buy, but I really do like the refillable thing. So this comes out, this you keep, and then you just get a new one of these and you, it just clicks in and these are probably my favorite. Now, of course, I can't get it clicked in, but it has this little thing. So that's the side that you, but it's clear and it is really sticky, but it's not too sticky. But this is a permanent. You would want to get the permanent adhesive and it's the Tombow Mono. Anybody know about these, care about these? Obviously, I'm using them for art things and they would last and they're not going to yellow or get yucky. Anyway, okay, so that's one of the other things that I'm using. But I love these Cotti books, okay? So then, now some of them are really dark. Oops, bookers. Okay, so I obviously can't hold it up because all my little scraps that are in this one spot are falling out. So I'm just going to take them out so I don't make a mess. This is where I've started using. I'm not using pencil, really. I will use some pencil later, but I'm using these, mainly the lightest one. And that's how I'm getting but they're like watercolors. So, or maybe they're watercolor. And then you can build up. So it gets darker with each layer. They're transparent. So I've been drawing these birds. Now, the birds that I drew before were with pencil and they were tighter, or I was painting them with watercolor or acrylic or whatever. It was way too tight. And it was like I was trying to, anyway, I was trying too hard. So I really have just gone on Pinterest, which I know probably is not okay, but I've been melding my own or finding, but like some are just really funny positions. And so obviously in the next rendition, you know, which I'm going to show you in a second, is that I start here and then I'm move to kind of making my own sort of, but positionally, but like these were his legs. I ran out of room. So there are limited palettes. And I'm just, you know, these are meant to be the sketch that I'm actually making the thing from. Now this one, I'll show you in a minute, but this one, he's totally looks different. But I kind of use the same sort of positioning. I was trying to do a landscape here. Some ostriches, an ostrich. I'm just going to go through these really quick. I guess I could do it the other way. Well, you can see it. Bye. Anyway, so I don't know, bears and some women. Hey, Dave. Oh, you have to have two to everyone, Dave. Then you can say Eden. Y'all, sometimes I flip things, you know. And I take my notes in church. But these are like the ones I did him, and I think he's a failure. Like, I mean, not this one, but the one I'll show you. But I've done this honking one. I haven't done this flying one. This was like a flamingo. This was this blue egret or blue heron. You know, it's like getting their necks are really long, these geese, and then some other birds, the flamingo that I liked. So I really look at that one's eye. I was really excited about it. Sometimes I'm figuring things that I could make patterns. This looks like I'm drawing. This is the back of a duck. I don't want to do ducks right now. But anyway, I'm just telling you, showing you. Kind of weird. Made him a little weird. I'm really having trouble a little bit with the legs, but it's okay. And these are my notes from church. I have another flamingo. This flamingos were a little bit more difficult. I ended up doing this one. These were some sketches for a client thing. Usually that's how I used to use my sketchbook. I just do whatever it was like, whatever date to whatever date. But then I'm like, I don't really want to put the client stuff in here. And then some fun kind of just still trying to figure out what parts I can do. Again, these are pretty much two colors of gray and then just that orange. Notes. Not eating Tic Tacs during Lent. Bird flapping. Here's some more. This is one I made more recent. These are kind of like not real. They're definitely putting my own spin on it. This is the one I did that was flying. But like this is a lady who waited on us at 2:11 with my dad. But that's how like you can get that thick. That was this one. You can get that thick of a mark and that thin of a mark with that brush. This is a Cracker Barrel. I'm just drawing anything Cracker Barrel. It's a place to eat like good country cooking. Anyway, these are my chickens, not my chickens, but the chickens that I was drawing. So I'm going to do chickens next. And those were notes about at church. Okay. So the other thing that I've done, I really made a mess. I didn't realize all the stuff fell out. Anyway, so what I did was I started with just some Fabriano mixed media paper. And I've had to buy two sets. Dave, have you ever gone to Jackson's Art Supply? That's where I got this Cotti papers. I love it. Anyway, so just to kind of let you know, I just painted paper. Maybe five colors, and then I mixed them. I made my own, like made some browns. I made some things. So blue and orange, you know, like a they make a great kind of brown. So I'm just painting paper first. So I made my own paper and I made all this paper, which does seem a little excessive, but I've just been making, and now all of it is, some of it's cut, some of it's not. And you can tell, like I've already used this. You'll see this in a second. But, and I kind of separated it in by color. But so some lighter ones, these would be good for bills or legs or I don't know, maybe there's some things, but I just was going after texture. And obviously we're just, I was just getting all the browns here and oranges, but you know, I'm just making whatever. I don't have a plan of how I'm going to be using these, but I really ended up liking kind of this texture that I was getting. And that's what I ended up using for some of the beaks. So let me stick these back in. I think in the right spot, hopefully. If not, it's okay. Nobody's going to know. Nobody's going to care. But the Fabriano paper is pretty good. It's a not too heavy, but it's heavier weight so that they can kind of stand on their own. Now, when I started this side adventure, I was just going to do it in January. But then this Jenna Blackburn started this. It was like $1 a day. So it was $75 for, it's really a community for the accountability. I know I needed accountability. I don't know if you're like that or not, but I needed accountability. I needed some people to encourage me when I thought, oh gosh, I do not think this looks good. Or to be like, you know what? You're going to have some bad days. You're going to draw some ugly things. And that again, okay. They're hard to fit in a little bit. So anyway, I mean, and I did all these blues and I had some big brushes. So I made some that look like, so I just took the brush and did this, like this the whole way across, which made some really nice, this one maybe is kind of looks like it's having a little trouble with the heartbeat or something. But, you know, again, I'm just thinking, and I was able to use some of these for sure. I haven't used all of them. I did really think I was going to do more bluebirds, I think. But I didn't. But this is, I have plenty of paper in the color palettes. I did end up adding red because of the flamingo, so I had to make a little bit more. And then I ended up needing some more white because most of the birds that I was doing were white. So I needed some, I didn't want to just be drawing in gray. I have added some. So there are some mixed media. But to kind of give you an idea, like here's this. I use scissors. And the only other real tool that I use, oh, two tools actually, scissors. Who cares? Nothing special with the scissors. Is, of course, I can't find it. Is it not in here? No, there it is. These are like reverse, got hair on them. Reverse, I'll show it to you in a different way. Tweezers. Can you see? I'm trying to. You squeeze and then it'll hold the thing that you're gluing. So it's really nice. The other thing, somebody, when I was doing or trying to play like I was doing lettering, hand lettering years ago, this is a electric. Can you hear that? It's an electric eraser. Well, what I realized is I was having, you know, these tiny little pieces. And when I was trying to erase like the edges from where I was drawing, I was having trouble. So they were getting bent or whatever. So then I got this out and I just pushed the little button and it doesn't. And it was great. And I think there's like, these are refillable. So anyway, this was, I had never used it before. I bought it because it was, somebody probably recommended it, and I thought, oh, that wasn't very much. And then I never used it. But now I'm using it, and I really appreciate it. So these are super, super, super great. Oh, Adam thought I had made tissue paper. So this was all me making paper. And then I had a call with Paul, and he's like, I think you should use some real collage paper, Diane. And I was like, because he knows I like collage. if you didn't know, I really like collage. So I was like, you know what? Good challenge. Paul, I take you up on that. I'm gonna do it. But I will literally have tiny pieces of paper and then I'll make them work. So this was, I don't love this paper that I made. I've tried to use it, but it's not going great. But then, like, here's some of the orange paper that I think is great for a leg or a foot. And since a lot of my birds are white, they just have a tiny bit of it, but it's fairly thick paper. I think you mostly can hear. Now, sometimes I've added a little bit of extra texture. Let me just turn these over so you can see them when I, and again, here goes the Blair Witch Project. Okay. So I'm going to show you my birds that I've done so far. So sorry if you have already seen them. So, but you'll see them in a different way, I think. Okay, so you get the idea of these. Oops, I forgot to turn that one over. Oh, it's pink. So you get the idea. There's some really nice, I think, nice textures. This one may be too much over there, but some are really subtle. And then, like, I thought these would be good for beaks or for especially the chickens. They're little combs or whatever, but even this one, there's some extra texture that I added after I did the paper. I added some extra, and like this one, if you can you see the glitter? Anyway, so I added some gold. So I'm going to just scoot that over. This is my desk. How messy it is. There you are. Repeated. Now here are the ones that I've been making. Now this, I tried to put them in order. So this was the first one that I made, and I didn't erase all the pencil marks. Now, sometimes it doesn't bother me, but I was like, I mean, this doesn't really look like an ostrich, but sort of, and I was okay with it. But I really liked the blue, the green, and then this is just that, I think this, the 704, the other one is 728, is the Blair Witch stuff, is this okay? Can somebody tell me in the chat, or is it too, ooh, I got to throw up again, or not again. Anyway, nobody's commenting. So then I would, at this point, I was adding some color after, and some of the stuff was like coming off because it was too water soluble. So like some of this texture I added after. And so there, but there are multiple, you know, it's multiple sheets cutting together. You can kind of see. Anyway, I'm just going to keep going. Really need to see them close up. A little seasick. Okay, I'm going to try to. So then I would also use some white, like, I can't remember what that. It's this pen. This Uniball Signo, I use that one, or a Posca pen, paint pen, but that's what I colored over, I'm trying to make it really still. I think I just drew his eye on there, but the beak is tape, you know, glued on, but then I thought it was too dark, so I added some of that gray, and then he's kind of weird. They don't have legs yet, some of them. No legs, but I really liked that texture. Okay, I'm going to try to not be so sorry about the tethering cord. I can hold it in my mouth, but then you won't be able to understand me. Anyway, I like him. Sorry, I'm just recycling paper from school. So this is my colleague's syllabus that she left around. But I really liked, what I really liked is some of this kind of the texture that's happening when I was painting. Now you can tell there was this other texture, and then I added some of this really light gray. But sometimes I stopped just drawing in. Look how cute his little head is. Drawing in the eyes, and I started I started cutting them out. And then I made a pink one. And it's gold. Woo! So less layers on that one. Oh, it is an eye. You can see. Ugh. Anyway, but what this has done, you can see that's an eye. I mean, it's separate little thing. What I've done, I'm going to, this one's the biggest one. Did you know that their neck is the same length as their legs? Crazy, huh? She or he has gold also. Anyway, I like his little face. Okay, so then I went to geese and I was like, okay, sorry about the get making you sick. I went like that. Look at its head. That's just the way it was painted. You know, it just had that tiny bit of white in there. I thought that was pretty good. But it didn't have very much gray. It had that tiny little bit right there. But again, I added some colored pencil and added a few other little elements. But what I've noticed, oops, it's going to go away. What I've noticed is that I'm able, oh, I think I forgot to hit video. There we go. Maybe it's easier, better. I think maybe they get a little, he's still my favorite probably. He does have, there was a lot of texture in the stuff, but there's lots of extra pieces of paper, you know, and sometimes I'm taping, you know, but anyway, there's that one. And I look at just a photo, and this was terrible because I got way too tight. And then look at his feet, like they're terrible, like ugh. But you remember the ones that I went and did with the brush like this? That was this part. And I thought that was, oh, sorry about that. I have the Weather Channel. Clearly, it doesn't know that I'm sharing my screen. And he has like a little bump on his head, but that's how it was. So hopefully, oops. Anyway, this one had too many pieces. I'm not going to work from photos anymore. That's when I really committed to doing the illustrations in my sketchbook first. So here's another. There, yes, Ed Emberley's. I agree. I love it, Ed Emberley. Here's a little, but it's sometimes they were challenging, like, can I use this blue to make the gray color? Do I need to be so tight to what the colors were? And here was one that I really just had a silhouette, but it was a blue heron. And I wanted it to, so it's pretty small. I mean, I don't have big hands, but you can see his little eye thing. And, you know, I kind of had to piece it together because it wasn't, but cutting all these little, and I'm just cutting, I could cut with X-Acto, but I'm just cutting these with scissors. And then I started going more personality. She was like walking. I know she sort of looks like a duck, but this was again where could I use some of this color that I have? Will it still kind of look like a goose? I don't know. And I, for me, because I had seen a deficiency in what I was able to draw, I like that I was being challenged to what part of the paper could I use to get, even though this would be back in space, this is really up front. So this, he's honking. But I really, you know, this is one sheet. And I thought that was kind of cool how that worked. And the feet are getting a little better. Doing a little texture there with his, you know, with the cutting. Not as many layers. Then the prompt that one day was cats, and this is my cat 3. So it would be interesting to see all the birds assembled into a large collage. I agree. Then I went really big. Did you know that flamingos have teeth? So I drew those in, but he also has some shinies. But from the illustration that I had in my sketchbook, it was a, oh, I guess you can see all that. Maybe photos better. I guess you're still seeing the little line. Sorry, I don't know how else to do it. Anyway, I did that. The yellow piece is cut out, but the black piece is just drawn in. Okay, anyway. But I'm realizing that I'm able to give myself a little grace and play a little bit more because I'm forcing myself to use this paper that I had done. You can see just a little bit of gray. And I'm picking these weird angles. If you saw the photo, you'd be like, that doesn't look anything like it. And that's okay. That's better for me. This only has like two pieces of paper, so limited, really limiting on that, which I thought was good. Kind of a weird little guy. This one was the same paper that I made the cat out of, but I was just using the areas that weren't as dense. So, you know, and he was looking that way. So just trying to get different kind of perspective. Again, I know it's not perfect. And then somehow, I don't know why, but I went big again. But I was doing this from a drawing. I was trying to see if I could do the blue. I added in this, but I really liked the textures that the paper that I painted, I was able to get. And I like that I'm able, if I mess up on something, I can just cover it up. I have multiple, you know, beaks in my sketchbook where I didn't like the one, so I peeled it off. This guy got a little drip of water, but their beaks don't really look like that. You know, it's, you don't, wouldn't see it like that. So this is me taking some creative freedom. And then I decided I kind of was getting tired of geese a little bit. And so I was like, well, what's another kind of white bird? Because I had all this kind of light paper. So I did a seagull. And a lot of this is one. It was on this piece of paper, particular. This one had blue and it kind of went to gray. And then some of that gray I've drawn in and then I drew in all those white. And then these two are pieces that came together. But all of this is kind of one piece of paper. So, and then his legs. I think his legs are the better legs if you're comparatively. But one thing I'm realizing is that I'm able to take my drawing and then draw with paper. And I don't have to look at the photo. Then, you know, at some point, maybe I'll be doing a whole bunch that are just out of my imagination. But this is one that I had drawn. Now I can't find my sketchbook, but this is one I had drawn. I mean, you can probably see the sketchbook a little bit better, but see, there's that guy's head. I don't remember. There's the blue heron. I mean, I didn't have a lot to work with there. See his little eyeball? Okay, let me see. We're getting close. This is the one. Oh, this is the one that is this guy. So not exact. I think this guy's beak's a little bit better. But again, at least I'm getting more confident in knowing how a bird's shape is and where I can kind of push it a little. But again, lots of texture. And I kind of go a little overboard in a place in a minute. So then Paul was like, you should add some real collage. And I think I actually did another one first. But so this is the inside of an envelope again. This is the outside of that, these these things. And I just put a little, it's a dark gray. It's gray. And I just colored it with the darker gray here, this one. And so I was able to kind of, again, I think from the photos you're seeing on Instagram, you're not able to see that this is another piece, and then this is another piece, and this is another piece, and this, and, you know, you're not able to see all that. And that's okay. This I had to paint a lot with white because I didn't like what I had at that point. I don't know. Is this interesting to anybody? I have no idea. Anyway, then Paul, you'll be happy with this one. I'm glad you challenged me for sure. That I added just the dark gray from that Cotti sketchbook. And then that's another piece from something else. But I really like the textures that I got when I just painted the paper. So these I just made small and I was like, okay, they just were a little coupled together. Again, that's just a darker piece, but those are two separate pieces. And then another piece in the back. I started dating them. Sounds like I took up to McDonald's. But anyway, here's another one. This one had too many layers, probably. I mean, that one's got a lot down there. And then I did this bird that is, he is flying overhead. So he would be, these are his little legs. And then all of his little wings, I kind of went a little crazy there. Some of them got cut off. But I like that I was doing it, and I like that I was able to pull in it eased into this darker color. Same thing kind of over here, kind of did it naturally. Then I added some of these, kind of has a darker, you can see where the bones are, I guess. And you can't see their eyes. We're almost done. So this is probably my favorite one. Definitely Ode to Paul, me pushing. His wing is that cotty paper. His wing is over here a little bit. Now I think it's difficult to, would have been better had I done the most back things first, I guess, but you can't always do it. So this was first and then this, and you know, this really should be, this is in front of this if it was in real life drawing. So I'm still kind of figuring out, but the goal is in 75 days that I have come up with a process that will work. Now, not just that it will work for me making these, there's some freedom of not having any kind of output for this. This, just so you know, has tons. All those are lots of little cuts. I mean, this one is not that big and it has tons of cutting. So, and he's stuck. That's the water. Last one, or oh, there's one more. And then him, he's, it's hard to see. Perspective, I'm still working on. And I think this is one of the reasons that I switched to, I switched, sorry about the Blair Witch stuff. Or, this is the last one. I switched to chickens because I felt like it looked like his, he had like abs. I don't know. Hey, Amy, no problem. But there's some neat texture for sure. And I guess to me, what is great, I'm going to stop the share. But the thing that's great is that there isn't an objective. And how often do we do things that aren't, how often do we try to get better at something and put it out there for feedback or for critique or just for encouragement? And we really dive into a subject. So lots of times they'll have like a 30 day with, or you're doing Inktober or you're doing something else. And I've found that I can do those, but about now, day 25, 26, 27, it gets really hard. So when I'm even like when students or when I'm trying to come up with lots of different ideas, concepts for something, about 30 is when I get, it starts getting hard. But really what I've done is I've just exhausted all of the normal things that normal people think of. And then now it's pushing into what else. So one of the reasons that I didn't want to just keep making new color palettes and new paper, because that would just be, I mean, I have all this paper, like let's use what we got. There was something really fun about that, the making of the paper, but there is something challenging in, can I push myself to really see where I'm having a problem, like with their legs or with the shading, or okay, instead of like, I'm going to redo this one over. No, I'm just going to try to do the dark things first and then work into the highlights. Or I have to think about it, I have to approach it. So, my goal in 75 days is to figure out a process of one, just making that they do sort of connect together, either the way they look, or maybe there's a style that I'm using. Maybe I'm always exaggerating their beaks, or it looks sort of normal or realistic, but it's exaggerated in some ways. I think that the ones that I'm really enjoying and the ones I see other people enjoying is the ones that have the most personality. And that is me choosing which ones to do. So there's something in that. But then I have that second step of, what am I going to do with these? And I'm just going to show you tiny bit of what I've been trying to do. I am figuring out a process. I don't have it figured out, but by the end of 75 days, just like Maura said, her 100 days was 150 days, because we need time to figure out what's going to work for us. And then you need time to get efficient and perfect it. But maybe part of it is what I had noticed when I did the 100 faces was that I was getting better. I was using some similar materials. It wasn't completely, I still had like a color palette, but it wasn't as confined as what I am now. And I think that there's something that helps me go deeper and helps me to get better. It also helps me to see what's wrong. Like, I don't know how to get that foot in that way. I'm having trouble with perspective. Like when a duck or a goose is walking away from you, their foot looks different, you know, it's like in the air. And it's like, if I don't spend time working on that, I don't want to redo the same thing. But yeah, foreshortening. But what could I just focus on just getting better every day? And maybe it's not 30 minutes. Maybe some days it's just 5 minutes in a sketch, but I'm no problem. But sometimes I think that I've taken a lot of classes on just birds. And so I see how other people do. And then it's like, okay, well, I want to try. I want to get dirty. I want to see what works. And I've definitely seen things that don't work. Absolutely. And I keep hitting like maybe it's a plateau, or I keep hitting some place that I don't like. So then I'm like, okay, I'm looking at it. And this is what I did with the 100 faces. I look at it and say, I don't like this. I'm going to move forward in a different direction. But I'm not just doing one in the different direction, which is kind of what I did with the 100 faces. Now I'm doing more in that until I hit that plateau or an ugly, I don't like this, I don't want to do this anymore. So anyway, that's what I'm doing. I do think it's fun. I need accountability when I do things like this. I don't know if y'all do, but I mean, again, these other people are not, their 30-day challenge or 75-day challenge, they have a different prompt every day. But for me, it was really important. And other people are kind of doing their own thing. They're just using it as a community for accountability, which I think is good that I'm not the only one that's not doing using the rules or, you know. But for me, I really needed to dive deep into the structure of a bird and what part of birds. Now I have birds on my wall and I'll show you. Anyway, I'm just going to show you these back here really quick. So I have these back here. So these are Jane Houghton, and I have these two birds. I have this little Jane Houghton bird. She's in plastic. I have this one from Doc. And that one's Jane Houghton as well. And then I have this little bird. I mean, I have a lot of birds around that I'm looking at all the time. Let me stop this here. And so I see, and her birds, Jane's birds and Doc's birds, are not realistic, but they're not realistic. They have elements. So what parts am I going? Where's the February 14th bird? He's must be gotten stuck somewhere. Anyway, there was this blackbird that I made out of my head. So I've only done two kind of out of my imagination bird. So I think that there's maybe more will come, but I still think right now I need to know what's really happening in the bird. I don't want it to be photorealistic. I'm going to do one more share. This is on the computer, so you get to see. But then I'm taking them into Illustrator. And this was that thing that I scanned in from my sketchbook. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to make a pattern with this. So this is one of the patterns. This is the color palette that I'm working on. And then I made some other, like that was that one bird, but I didn't like how, I don't think this worked. This is too much and he doesn't have an underbill. And so I haven't figured out how those are going to work. I think what I ended up doing more recently is taking it into Procreate and redrawing. So I have all the, look, I kind of made a little dog out of these little shapes. I made a brush and I thought this is just these, but in a different kind of pattern. So again, I'm really thinking about what patterns I can make. And I like to make things that are real, that were real drawings. And then I just reusing Image Trace in Illustrator. So you can kind of see I was trying to work with some of the Image Trace elements that Illustrator does, and it wasn't working. So, but that's okay. Everything doesn't have to work, but I'm figuring it out. So it's not like I'm just doing things only on the computer and everything's, or only on Procreate. Not that that's bad either, but just for me, like that's another kind of very simplified bird. You know, a couple, there's that one, there's that little guy. This is before I converted it. This is one bird that I did before I started. I feel like he's in a different style, so I'm not going to do him. But like, at least I've taken the time to scan things and work on things. And then all of these that will be in here will be using the same color palette. I'm not sure where I am. I don't know if I like all the colors in this color palette. I do really like this pattern. I think that one's really fun. Again, maybe I'm a little bit better at some of the simpler color. I'm not, hero patterns are not where I am great at in the beginning. So that's what I'm learning and what I'm doing. Where do you get stuck? When you're at the 30, are you hitting a plateau? Do you give up? Do you keep working? Those are things that for me, I need accountability. So I use today for that. And this is still Love on Designers. So this week, if you could take time to lift somebody up who maybe they caught your attention and just tell them you can see them improving, or maybe they've had a great big goal, or they've finished a client project, or who knows, just could you find somebody and just lift them up and maybe lift that same person up all week and just make a difference in their life because you see them. If we could all do that for one other person, I think it can make the world a better place this week. So, and the next week I have my friend Pippa and we're going to be talking about how we've collaborated, how she collaborates with her clients and then how I collaborate with my clients and how we're co-creating something that is, it's her website, but we're co-creating it. And then I've made patterns specifically for her website. So I'm excited that I've been able to incorporate my patterns in things that are for things that hopefully I can get licensed, but also, oh, hey, John, I definitely need accountability and challenges as well. It is hard to form the new habit. For me, I would give up if I couldn't see progress. Or if I was like, oh, I don't like this, then sometimes I would step back. And what I need is there's 75 days. You got to keep trying until you find a process that does work and is repeatable. So when I did, I did like four of the birds, I didn't like any of them in the computer. And so I was like, nope, that's not the process for me, but I'm not giving up. I'm just trying something else. So it's just problem solving. So that part's fun. Anyway, brought to you by Caddy Papers today and Jackson Art. But man, when they have a sale, these big A4, it's like 11 by 17 almost. It was $2.21. 20 sheets of paper, pretty okay, GSM. Anyway, really good deals on their paper, Jackson Art. The Caddy Papers, that one, the book I showed you was like $20. This one, 46 cents. And it's fairly good inside paper, but I don't know I haven't tried really thick, and I'll show you this one other one. Anyway, this one is the one. Look at how big this is. Look how big. $2.21 for 20 sheets. That's amazing to me. Anyway, Jackson's Art Spot. They're not really a sponsor, of course. I just like sharing my deals with y'all. Thanks for being here, and I'll see you next week. And in March, just so you know, I was going to do a workshop, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to break down this book into four parts, and each week is going to be a workshop-like thing. I'll have handouts, and you can download them, and we're going to be figuring out how to tell your story in a little workshop style. So they may be a little bit shorter, hopefully, Lord knows. Anyway, so that'll be what March is, but I'll see you next week. Love on some designers this week. Thank you. And I'll send out a link of my favorite papers. All right. Thank you for being here. And I appreciate you watching my birds. Bye, y'all.